And welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, reporting to you live from Athens, Greece. This is Ted Brewer, bringing you the latest world research and health news. So, guys, got a lot of great stuff happening tonight. I don't know where Austin is. They're having problems with those crazy telephones we put into the office now that we're all on internet, and Todd's trying to reach him. He'll be with me momentarily. But I wanted to share something with you very, very quickly, and it's kind of important that we really understand what's going on in the world and what's happening globally. Are you there, Austin?
All right, bud, I'm here.
All right. I was telling everybody, I don't know where you are, that we're having problems with our digital telephone systems again. So
nothing new. The internet, all this digital crap we rely on, never works properly, but we have to deal with it, so we'll get past it. How are you doing over there in Greece, bud?
I'm doing good, buddy. In fact, I got an interesting story. Justin Bieber, his programming is failing, and he's saying he's returning his life back to Christ. And I'm kind of, he canceled his world tour to rededicate his life to Christ, but he became a devout Christian, but he has a very shady past, according to everybody who knows him. But that doesn't mean he can't have something change in his life. I remember years ago, I had gone to church as a Lutheran for many, many, many years. I never had a true, what they call, born-again experience. And I remember I slipped away, but every time I tried to do something that I knew was really wrong, I'd heard the Word of God my whole life, all the way up until about the ninth grade, had perfect church and Sunday school attendance for years and years and years in the Lutheran church, and I always knew it was wrong. So then when I had the opportunity, when the Holy Spirit really pushed me and worked with me and helped me, and another person that I met in Tallahassee helped me when I was 23 years old, I became born again and dedicated my life to Christ, and here I am, you know, 40 years later. So, you know, if Bieber really was raised in the church, which he was, his MK Ultra programming may be failing, and he's starting to realize, just like Britney Spears did, just like many of these other ones have written, you know, Kanye West, all of these guys, sometimes if they're brought up in a church when they're young, a lot of times, remember, the frequency, the Holy Spirit can continually try to fill you and to change you and to bring you back to repentance. So I hope he's being real. I hope this isn't some kind of weird mind game they're playing with everybody. I really hope and pray, Austin, that this guy is really going to convert and become a born-again Christian, and hopefully he'll continue in his career, but hopefully he'll sell more songs that are wholesome and upbeat and stop some of the lifestyle that he was involved in. What do you think about all of this, or have you even heard anything about this yet?
I haven't heard anything about that. I don't follow him very much. It does. I mean, if he really has had a conversion, that's extremely exciting, because with as much notoriety as he has and as many people follow him, that's an incredibly good witness if he's doing that. But again, I haven't been able to verify that, or I haven't seen that at all, so I don't really know a whole lot about it. I'll have to look into it for tomorrow's show and see if he's really actually going that way, man. But that would be good if he did.
Well, that's good. Another story is McCain came back from his surgery. He has the brain cancer now, and he's basically saying now, he said this in the Senate speech, stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio, television, and the internet. To hell with them. Oh, so that's how he's talking about us. Oh, that's how he's talking about Alex and Hagman and Hodges and Quayle and Sheila. Oh, how about that? Here we are trying to be nice to this guy, Austin, and, you know, not say anything negative about him because he's basically dying of brain cancer, and yet he has the audacity to come in and cuss us for telling the truth about them. It's unbelievable that he actually came out and said this. But, of course, this is his true nature. This is who he really, really is. In fact, he said this. He said, quote, they don't want anything done for the public good. Our incapacity is their livelihood. So he's even admitting to the whole Senate being incapacitated. Unbelievable. And that's the livelihood of the alternative media. This guy is so arrogant and so full of himself. I've had Ganooka him. I really have. I'm just done with this guy. So here's his full quote. I hope we can again rely on humility. His humility, okay, and our need to cooperate and our dependence on each other to learn how to trust each other again. Okay, stop lying, McCain, and maybe we'll help think you through this. And by doing so, better serve the people who elected us. Serve us. He wants to rule us. Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio, television, and the internet. To hell with them. They don't want anything done for the public good. Total lie. Our incapacity, which is what he's admitting to now, do nothing Congress is their livelihood. You know, every time I try to be kind to this guy and show him a little bit of compassion or whatever, Austin, he's got to run that stupid mouth of his again and start this mess all over again. What do you think?
No, he's a steaming pile of feces. I can't stand the man. We've both tried to be extremely nice about his background. I've never even spoken poorly about him at all, just because I try not to do that a lot of people. But when he starts coming out and speaking about the alternative news and tells us to go to hell, is what he said, I have a real issue with that, especially with this guy's background, as much he has lied and completely tried to manipulate the public into making them think many different things of what they are not. I can't stand him. The quicker he is out of Washington, is going to be a better day for the rest of this country. I'm actually upset that he's back now. This is what they're doing, though. He's a complete and totally full-blown, 100% dedicated globalist. He has nothing else to do with his life now except push the globalist agenda now that he's almost dead. This is what they try to do. It's all propaganda. They're trying to make sure they can twist and manipulate the general population's mind into following the globalist orders and the direction that they're trying to go. Just as it was, I saw articles yesterday now, somebody put an article up on Facebook about the transgender crap that's going on, because this whole thing with the military, same thing again with propaganda. Facebook representative then claimed that gender identity is now a protected characteristic, which is complete and total lie. It's a total lie. The fact that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 blatantly outlines protected characteristic classes as only race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. They said we do not allow hate speech on Facebook, which means we delete posts that attack people based on protected characteristics and gender identity. Slurs like the word tranny are considered hate speech unless they are being used towards oneself. Notice, and then you notice here how she tries to equate gender identity with race, as if being skeptical of someone's self-chosen gender is now being a racist. Political correctness is all about propaganda compliance. That's what this has turned into now, with them trying to hush the alternative media, trying to shake us down so that we can't speak the truth. That's what all this is about. If they can't physically stop us, then they have to do the best they can from their platform to slur against us and say, don't listen to those guys, to hell with them, as McCain just said about us, because political correctness and the truth is basically not what they want anymore. The political correctness and the real truth is completely polar opposite now. They want everybody to follow their mainstream propaganda of building the public opinion through psychological manipulation. That's all this has turned into now, Dad. So for him to come out and slam the alternative media like this just shows his true colors, as you just said. I have little to no respect for the man before this. I could absolutely care less about what happens to him now, because he just showed us exactly what team he's playing for, and that is the team of Lucifer, and I do not support that one bit.
I agree with you. In fact, today was so interesting. In this hotel that I'm in with a bad elevator, I'm getting out here tomorrow, by the way. I couldn't get out tonight. I couldn't get out today. I had to wait until tomorrow. They sent me a New York Times to the room. And little do they know, I really don't do the New York Times, because it's just an absolute liberal rag that is completely and totally trying to brainwash what's left of the Democratic people who support them. And there's an article here by Robin Bernstein, and it's like, it says, let black kids just be kids. And I don't have a problem with that. And but she goes on. Listen to this. This is how it starts. We talked about this the other day. George Zimmerman admitted at his 2012 bail hearing that he misjudged Trayvon Martin's age. Oh, that's because he was 6'1" and 180 pounds when he killed him. Mr. Zimmerman thought he was just under 28, but Trayvon was only 17. To many black people, black boys seem older than they are. In one study, government overestimated their ages by 4.5 years. This contributes to a perception that black boys are less childlike than white boys. Here they are. Now, the reason I'm reading this to you, this is in the New York Times. I'm not making this stuff up. Today's edition. So then it goes on and it starts talking about white children. Now listen to what they said. It says, but only white children, kids, were allowed to be innocent. The more that popular writers, actors, and visual artists created images of innocent white children, the more they depicted black children of unconstrained imps Over time, this resulted in them being defined as non-children. Then he goes into Uncle Tom's Cabin. Now, I'm not going to read any more of this. This thing, I read this paper this morning, and I thought to myself, if this is the liberal crap that these guys come out with, and this is all the liberal people read, it blows my mind that they're not completely rioting the streets because of Donald Trump. Oh, that's right, they are rioting in the streets because of Donald Trump. This is nuts that this, the front page says, minerals tempt trust Trump. Minerals are tempting Trump, minerals like the rare earth minerals are tempting Trump to remain in Afghanistan. Are you kidding me? Anything wow. they can do to make you believe that they're not in Afghanistan because of opium, they're not in Afghanistan because of drugs, they're not in Afghanistan for any of that, then now they're saying that Trump is being tempted to remain in Afghanistan when they just said months ago that we'll be in Afghanistan for decades, if not forever. Now they've got to blame it on Trump because he's a business guy, and they're saying that minerals are tempting him to stay there. This is some stuff, guys, and the more I see this stuff, it absolutely blows my mind. And then they have another article in here about the woman who intends to save Uber, and apparently the CEO of Uber has done some things that people don't like, so he's been slammed now, and he's basically stepping down, and now they're bringing in all of these quote-unquote people in to save Uber, and this thing is just one page after another page of weirdo stuff, and it blows my mind that they don't talk about any real news like we do, not one single thing. What do you think, Austin?
You're 100% right. This just goes to what I was exactly just saying. This is why we started the show years ago. This is why we do what we do, because we're trying to put the real unbiased truth out there and let you guys figure the rest of it out for yourselves. This crap that they want to peddle and say is news in the New York Times that Dad was just talking about is a complete and total joke. This is what they do all the time now on CNN. This is what they do all the time on majority of the mainstream media, on the television. It's all about mind control. It's all about keeping you in that trance. So all you do is listen to what they tell you, and you focus on this totally bogus news that nobody cares about, and most of it is actual lies to push you in the wrong direction, to push you even further away from the truth, like Dad just said. Anything they can do to demonize Trump. So now they're going to say, oh, the reason we're staying in Afghanistan is because Trump is being tempted by precious minerals and over in Afghanistan. We all know that's a complete and total lie. We know it's been a lie since the invasion in the Middle East. Nothing over there has much to do with minerals whatsoever. And this is what their job to do. This is what they do. This is what the mainstream media is paid to do, is exactly this right here. They are the globalist prostitute media. This is what they are paid to do, and they do an incredibly good job at it. That's why it's so important that people really wake up on what's going on and do their best to try and get real true news and get the news out there of what's really going on, so we can wake up the rest of the population. Also, too, this is a pretty wild study now. It doesn't surprise me anymore if you go much of anywhere in the United States. A new study now that was led out of Auckland University of the Technology in New Zealand found that girls in the United States and the United Kingdom are the worst in the world for having body fat. They said half of the American and British girls in both countries' total population classified as over fat, making them incurring risk of diabetes and cancer later years in life. The new study, which was published in the Journal of American Cancer Society and Frontiers in Public, went through and mapped the countries who had the fattest citizens in the world. And more than half the girls in these countries have too much body fat, and their waist measurement is more than half of their height, while under half the boys in these countries were considered over fat. In the UK, more than 8 in 10 people are considered over fat, with 86% of the total population of males considered to be too fat, while the total population of females is 77% being too fat. This is what happens when you have a massively overfed population with incredibly toxic ridden foods that are full of preservatives, on top of that with an incredibly lazy technology addicted society that doesn't want to do anything anymore except sit on computers, phones, and televisions on the couch and eat Cheetos and Taco Bell all day. This is going to be a systematic issue that's going to get worse and worse and worse. I've told people many and many a times, they have to make sure that you do everything you can to raise your children right when it comes to diet. I know I've talked about this before, and so his dad has talked about this, but this study is quite troubling considering the fact when you start looking at over half the population now of the girls in the United States are considered overfat. That's a serious issue, guys, and people have to realize your kids are not driving to the store and buying Twinkies and Ding Dongs and going to McDonald's and Taco Bell. You're consolidating this. You are making sure that they are able to eat this food. And when you allow them to eat this food at a young age, it starts these habits. It starts these sugar cravings. It starts these fat molecules that build up in the body. And it's something they have to deal with the rest of their life. Actually, I flipped on the TV the other day to see what was going on with the weather, which is pretty much random in Florida now. It's, you know, it's either hot or it's raining. Either one right now. Anyways, and I was flipping through, and there's a show on, I think it was called Adams Ruins Everything or something. It was some ridiculous show. And it caught my eye for a second because as soon as I turned it on, he was talking about how the sugar industry basically colluded to make everybody think that fat was making people fat. And so everybody said, don't eat fat, low-fat diet. Well, and so it made a couple good points with this. And then I started watching. I said, okay, let's see what they're going to say with it. Well, then it was talking about how losing fat with this and losing weight and this is it doesn't work and this doesn't work. And then they went to counting calories and exercise, and then the whole premise of the story, I watched like 5 minutes because I'm intrigued now. I'm like, all right, let's see where they're going with this. Like, I'm really, this is on mainstream TV. Let's see if they really start talking about diet, glyphosate, high carbohydrate, high fat, high refined carbohydrates like pasta. Let's see where they're going with this. No, the premise of the story at the very end when they get done with it is, well, what fat, body fat and overweight issues come down to overall is your genetic makeup. If you're genetically predisposed to be obese, that's just your genetic makeup, and there's nothing you can really do about it. You can eat clean and you can exercise, but overall, you're still going to be overweight. So the best thing you can do is accept it and be happy who you are and who you are in the mirror. And my jaw almost hit the floor, and I said, okay, granted, yes, some people obviously with genetics are predisposed to be larger. You have larger frames. You have larger builds. But sitting there saying somebody's 150 pounds overweight with, 40-50% body fat is their genetic makeup is complete and total hogwash. Now you see what's going on in the United States and the UK with articles like this that are coming out of Auckland, and they're showing us why we're trying to normalize people being out of shape, overweight, and obese on a regular basis so we can continue to push big pharmaceuticals, so we can continue to keep people in the hospital having debilitating, life-threatening issues that they're on medications for and need treatment the rest of their life. We continue to push the big sugar industry, all the junk food industry, including glyphosate and all their GMO foods are continuing to push on everybody. This is what they're trying to do, is normalize being morbidly obese and trying to blame it on, oh, it's your genetic makeup. You can't do anything about it. If you're 5'5" and 500 pounds, that's not your fault. You just need to go ahead and be happy and accept it. But when I saw this article, Dad, it made clear sense. That's exactly what they're doing with the media, with the mainstream population now. They're trying to normalize this to make us an incredibly unhealthy population, and they've done a really good job at it, especially with the food now.
I don't know how to say anything any better than that. I mean, you're absolutely right. I know me, yesterday we walked 9.5 miles. Nine. I mean, we had one of the things on Harrison's phone. We walked 9.5 miles yesterday. Today we probably walked 7 miles. The day before that we walked almost 7 miles. I mean, we've walked close to 30 miles this week. And Sherry said today, she goes, you want to go to the gym and work out? I said, work out? No, I don't want to work out. I've been working out all week. I've been doing cardio all week. And it's the thing. I mean, people don't understand that, you know, if times start getting really weird and we start having martial law or people can't drive anymore, they've got to walk. A lot of people aren't able to walk 20 or 30 miles off, and they can't even walk 5 miles. Yeah. They can't even walk a mile. A lot of people can't get up and walk around the block because they're in such bad shape because they bought into the mainstream lie about the obesity and how it's okay. It's not okay. By the way, speaking about the New York Times, Sarah Palin is suing them. And they put an article in to exploit the Scalise shooting, blaming Sarah Palin on a bunch of different things. The Times published and promoted its editorial board's column despite knowing the false assertion that Mrs. Palin enticed Tucson shooter Jared Launer to murder 6 people, the suit added. In doing so, the Times violated the law and its own policies. The New York Times has reportedly claimed that Palin has no case because she cannot claim malice, which is a standard for claiming defamation. Asked for comment on Thursday, New York Times spokesperson told Fox News, "We raised our concern about the subpoenas in a section of the brief that quotes Judge Robert Bork as saying, a freshening stream of libel actions, which often seems as much designed to punish writers and publications as to recover damages for real injuries, may threaten the public and constitutional interest in free and frequently rough discussion." They're quoting constitutional law now, the New York Times. They're completely against the Constitution. This is crazy because Sarah Palin now is subpoenaing them, has basically has two dozen New York Times staffers subpoenaed in a lawsuit and wants their information that they've been posting about her since 2011, all of it fully exposed. And my response is this to you, Sarah Palin, well done. If John McCain would have gotten out of your way, you probably could have been president. The problem is you tied yourself up with that scumbucket. So and she knew it too, boy. She knew as soon as John Palin, as soon as McCain put the brakes on that thing for Barack Obama to stay in office, she knew doggone well that she had been had in that whole situation with McCain and Palin, Austin. So it's some crazy stuff that's going on, but I'm glad Palin's stepping up to this, Austin, and going after these guys. What's your next story, bud?
So am I. I'm really glad she's doing that. Well, another aspect on what we're seeing here now with the war on natural food, this has been going on for a couple of years now out in California and Wisconsin, but it looks like now it's gone completely out of control. California now is basically, well, I'll read you the story. Earlier this year, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture issued a cease and desist order to a small-scale Amish egg farmer in Wisconsin who had been shipping soy-free, cage-free, organic eggs to customers across the country for over 7 years. The eggs basically are from chickens in Wisconsin. They roam around in free pastures all the time, except during the winter. They're fed special feed that contains no soy and no corn. The feed is tested, and they have lab reports to show there is no glyphosate or GMOs at all in the feed or any pesticides or herbicides in the feed to the chickens. So this stuff, these are top-grade eggs. These are about as good of eggs as you're physically going to be able to buy without trying to do it yourself. And we had chickens, and they're a lot of work. And so now the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, their main complaint was that they were shipping these fresh eggs to the consumers unrefrigerated. Now, given the fact that I've grown, we've raised chickens and had eggs, I mean, you don't have to refrigerate them. Eggs don't need to be required. They don't need refrigeration to stay fresh, especially at the beginning. And in many parts of the world, such as Europe, eggs are sold unrefrigerated. It was discovered that the complaint, however, did not originate from any customer, did not come from any health department as far as anybody claiming they got sick from them. None at all. The issue came from the California Department of Food and Agriculture, who basically seized a shipment back in 2012 and were upset that they were coming into California unrefrigerated. Okay, so they're shipping fresh eggs, non-GMO, from Wisconsin to California. No issues. Nobody's got sick. Nobody's had a single problem. Well, now, last week, the California Customers of Tropical Traditions emailed Tropical Traditions in Wisconsin and said, "We just got a letter from FedEx stating that the CDFA completely destroyed our eggs. They said we received a call from FedEx concerning our egg shipment. The Department of Agriculture seized our package and destroyed it. The FedEx representative contacted the customer and explained that they could not deliver the eggs because the CDFA was destroying the box. No reason was given. The FedEx representative told the customer that they could call a little while later with a contact number for the CDFA, but apparently never called back. A few days later, the farmers in Wisconsin received a letter from CDFA California explaining that the eggs had been destroyed, noting that the notice of rejection did not state that the eggs were bad, only that the shipment had unsafe violations and the shipment was inspected by a dog team and destroyed due to unsafe violations. So here's the thing. Since the customer owned the eggs, they purchased the product was shipped to them, they had their name on it, which was legally supposed to get delivered to them from FedEx. The CDFA destroyed private property using regulations and codes designed for commercial egg operations to justify their actions. The CDFA claimed they use a dog team to find these eggs in a FedEx facility, and it does not state the eggs were bad or there's anything wrong with them, only that the eggs were deemed unsafe by them due to violations regulations. So now you have the California Department seizing FedEx packages of private eggs and destroying them under the guise that the eggs are unsafe because they say that they're unsafe. No testing, no reports of any health issues, no hospital records, nothing. This is what they're trying to do to the natural food supply. If you actually think that California cares one bit about eggs coming into the state unrefrigerated, you are living in another world. This is all coming down to the fact, the same thing, it comes down to the raw milk. You don't hear a single incident, nor will you find one, about somebody going to the hospital and dying from drinking raw organic cow's milk. Hasn't happened. You will not find one. Hasn't happened, period. You will not find one either about this whole egg situation. However, the California Department and most of the other departments in all these states now are bent on making sure nobody has access to free-range food. They're slowly but surely making sure they make everybody submit to this tyrannical government that's overreaching, saying, you cannot eat what we tell you you cannot eat. If we say the food's bad, you have to listen to us. Not that there's any logical reasoning behind it, not that there's any testing, not that there's any lab reports, but we say that it's bad, so you can't have it. This is where it's headed, guys. That is why you always have to stand firm on this stuff. I really hope the guys in Wisconsin fight this significantly, seizing privately owned packages from FedEx and destroying them. In my opinion, they're really, really on the grounds of breaking some laws there. If it would have been USPS, I don't even know how that would have gone, because that's federal government property as far as until it's delivered. So it would be overriding California. But again, I'm not really into that kind of law as far as with shipments. But this is getting crazy, Dad, what they're trying to do to suppress the natural food market and demonize natural food. Nobody wants to address the fact that we've eaten unrefrigerated eggs for thousands of years and never had an issue. Now they want to start seizing privately owned packages of eggs and destroying them. This one got me pretty irritated today with the level that they're trying to control us with natural, healthy, organic food consumption now.
Well, you know, those were soy-free eggs, too. They were raised without soy products, and that's one of the big reasons I believe they were after those guys. But you're absolutely right, guys. Our right to buy organic eggs and organic products, they're doing everything they can to clamp down on it. And you wait until you see what Amazon does. I guarantee you it's going to be completely compromised, because Whole Foods already been compromised as they were. I mean, much of their stuff wasn't organic. I mean, almost one time I remember there was a buffet in there. It was so expensive and had all this food in there. So I'm thinking it's all organic, all of it. And so I went and talked to the general manager. I said, which of these, is everything on this buffet organic? He goes, nothing's organic. Nothing. Not one thing on the buffet was organic. Not one thing. And they were charged with something like, some ridiculous $8 or $9 a pound for this stuff. I mean, it was so ridiculous. I couldn't believe how expensive it was. And so that's the problem that you run into, Austin, is that if we allow these groups to come in and regulate what we're going to eat like this, they're going to feed us the cheapest garbage they possibly can. Oh, by the way, I talked about this yesterday about Saddam Hussein, and I want to mention that. I'm going to bring the story up. The Pakistani council orders a revenge rape of a 16-year-old girl. This is crazy stuff, guys. This is out of Reuters. Pakistani police have arrested 25 members of an informal village council accused of ordering the rape of a 16-year-old girl as revenge for her brother's alleged sexual assault of another girl. I mean, this is crazy that this is actually going on, and they're raping these people. Her 16-year-old, that earlier this month, the local council in the city of Multan was called after a family accused a 16-year-old boy of raping a 13-year-old girl. The council ruled that the sister of the boy should now be handed over to the victim's brother to be raped. The punishment was carried out on July 17th after her family handed over the girl to be raped. I mean, I don't even know what to say about people like this. I mean, these people are a bunch of sickos. And this is what they say. They said Pakistan has, for centuries, old tradition of quick justice handed down by the gatherings of local elders, basically known as jigras, seen by many villagers as preferable to the often cumbersome and corrupt formal legal system. So here's a rape, there's a rape, everywhere is a rape. What, are they going to start making songs up about this stuff? This is absolutely nuts that these guys are doing this. Oh, by the way, just to tie, since we're talking about rape, this is over in England again, a Muslim gang has now rampaged through Liverpool attacking strangers because they were white and non-Muslims. I mean, this is just crazy. One witness feared Armin Mohammed were ISIS terrorists. The drunken men targeted three unknown men before they beat up a bunch of guys because they said they were Christians and they weren't Muslims. I mean, this is absolutely nuts that this is going on. Beating up people, raping people, finding people on the street, questioning them. If they're not Muslim, they don't bow to Allah. They get the holy living stuff beat out of them. The attacker shouted, "Why aren't you a Muslim?" before punching him twice in the face. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. They broke his glasses, caused a 2-centimeter cut about his left eye, and then the gang captured Mr. Lynch, and they beat him up also because he was no longer basically Muslim. So, I mean, this is crazy. This absolutely is crazy to me because these guys are laughing and joking and walking down the street beating up old people. Austin, this is unbelievable, and this is what England has turned into, and it's almost hard for me to imagine what they're going to be like in another 30 years in England when they get under Sharia law. What do you think?
It's disturbing. The problem is, and this is what we've said before many times, these two cultures and religions, Christianity and Islam, they're diametrically opposed, completely. Every single aspect of them is completely opposed to one another. So when you take a culture like in Pakistan, as you just talked about, revenge raping, that's their culture, that's what they live in, they're used to that, that's normalized.
That's right.
And you take them to a very conservative, pretty much Christian-based platform of Europe, and you try to mend these two cultures together, they don't mesh. And the issue in Europe is, and it's not just necessarily an issue, but it's more in civilized societies, we don't fight all the time like we used to. We're not Vikings anymore. We're not constantly getting in sword fights and knife fights over a card game or anything else of that matter. We don't have duels with handguns anymore. We've come up from that level. We're not on that level anymore. We've risen above that. So we really don't like to get in significant street fights on a regular basis for no apparent reason whatsoever. These guys, on the other hand, from this country, are used to this. They're used to forcing people to try and submit to their culture and their religion. So when you take a culture that's fairly passive, pretty Christian, pretty conservative, used to everybody being at least moderately respectful of people's rights, of people's space, of people's opinions, and everybody kind of does their thing and lives together, and you take this incredibly aggressive, obnoxious culture that has an incredibly violent, sadistic religion back behind it, and you try and mix the two together, it's like trying to mix oil and water. They don't go together. They will not go together until one of them submits. And Muslims, as I have blatantly seen now in Europe, do not have any intentions on submitting to Christian authority whatsoever. They are bent on Sharia law. You see that in Minnesota. You see that in Michigan. It's already coming to the United States, as I talked about yesterday, and I'm going to bring it up again. We have a Somalian migrant that comes into this country, gets a badge in Minnesota for being a police officer, and now shoots an unarmed civilian female in her pajamas. And so far, nobody has done anything about it up there. No riots, no protests, no mainstream media coverage that's been anything worth significantly talking about. Yet, that is their culture. That's what they do. He's probably used to that happening all the time in Somalia. It's not an abnormal thing for people to get shot in Somalia. They're usually in a regular, perpetual state of war. That's what they know. So when you bring individuals like that in this country, and not only do you let them into this country, you give them a gun and a badge and tell them to protect us, which has got to be one of the stupidest things I ever heard of somebody doing up there. This is what we see happen. This is what we see in the UK now. Roving bands of Muslim migrants that are beating up elderly. I have seen a plethora of videos online of people getting the crap beat out of them on the street over in Europe for doing nothing. Walking around with a couple girls and a Muslim group will walk up to them and sucker punch one of them, kick the other one in the back. When they get them on the ground, they just start curb stomping them and beating them for 5 minutes, and then they walk off. And the problem is, everybody's scared to do anything about it. Nobody has anybody's back anymore. That's the issue. Everybody over there has to start growing a spine, start getting back and shoot fighting, getting in jiu-jitsu, learning how to fight and take on these individuals. I remember there was a video You saw it, Dad. I think you sent it to me, of this big brawl of a bunch of Russians and basically migrants over there. They all got, apparently there was some big heated fight at the bar the night before, and they said, listen, you bring your squad tomorrow, we're going to bring our squad, we're going to handle this in the middle of the field, and that's what we're going to do about it. And the Muslims were like, oh yeah, okay, we're going to show you guys what we want to do. The Russian boys beat the crap out of these guys, completely tore them up and left them laying there bleeding, and basically walked off and said, we win, don't try us again, we'll just have round two. That's how they handle the situation over there. That's how they have to start handling it in Europe. And unfortunately, that's how we're going to handle the situation over here in the United States if this continues to escalate. People are not going to be able to sit back and idly wash their hands of this and say, it's not my problem, it's not me, it's in another state. The problem is, it's going to come into your state, then it's going to come to your county, then it's going to come to your city, and eventually you're going to be forced to do something about it, and you need to be ready at any given time to defend yourself, your family, or your country from any type of invasion, whether it be foreign or domestic. That's my stance on it, Dad.
You know, Austin, you're right. The night I was taking Uber over to a restaurant in the old section of Athens, and we got an Uber driver who had been a cab driver here for 10 years. And I asked him, he spoke very good English, and I said to him, I said, you know, I haven't been able to get a straight answer as far as where these Muslims are and these immigrants are, you know, in your culture here. Where are they? He says, well, we keep them out of the tourist areas, the police do. And they have their own area. Then he gave me the name of the area that they're in. He goes, we're not really allowed to go in that area anymore. And I said, you're not allowed to go into that area anymore? And he goes, no, he says, it's really not safe. He says, we don't even like taking Uber drivers into there any longer because it's just not safe. And I said, well, what do they do for a living? He says, well, they have their little shops they set up on the sidewalk, and a lot of the guys are in the gay prostitution. And I looked at him, I said, what did you say? He goes, well, they're in the gay prostitution. That's what they do, most of them, a lot of them. And he looked at me, he started laughing. He goes, that's the multiculturalism they brought with them, gay prostitution.
Wow.
And I thought about myself, oh my gosh. I said, here we go again. I said, you know, this is going to be on the show tonight. But you got to ask a question. Now, let's talk through this for a second. Let's just reason through this. Why in the world do the Democrats and the left, why do they so support Islam? I mean, why do they do it? Why do they support them the way they do? And they ignore the fact they rape women. They ignore the fact that many of them treat women like dirt. They ignore the fact that if a woman doesn't do what she's supposed to do, they can be beaten and have acid thrown on them and actually killed and have honor killings, or they can have these gang rapes against people who are basically doing things that are wrong. Why do they support that? But they say they're supposed to be the ones that are trying to help our country. Okay, let me explain to you the why. The left believes, this is important, guys, that the quickest way to destroy Western civilization, I'm talking about Europe, France, Italy, England, the U.S., Canada. The quickest way to destroy Western civilization is no longer class warfare, but multicultural warfare. That's what they're doing this for.
Yep.
Multicultural warfare. They simply want everybody to ally with the groups, like the Muslims, that hate the prevailing system. They call us the Great Satan. And that way they can work with them to take the United States and Europe and Germany and France down. Then they believe in their sickness, these Rothschilds do, the left can then build on the ashes of the old system. That's what they're planning on doing. That's why they're backing this. It's no longer class warfare, it's multicultural warfare. They want, see, that's what the Russians did when the Bolsheviks came into Russia. It was class warfare. It was against the rich, against the poor, against the slaves, against the people that were just hungry all the time because the ruling class was so wealthy. So it was the class warfare, the peasants against the rulers. Now it's not that. I'm repeating it again. It's the multicultural warfare that they're putting in to bring Western civilization to its knees, to the ash heap of history. Today I watched this crazy video on the Parthenon, and you know, the Acropolis with all these different temples are on top of the mountain. And this Parthenon was built about 500 BC, and it remained intact, guys, listen to this, for like 2,000 years. 2,000 years, it was pretty much the same. Now, the Parthenon was originally a temple that held a Colossus statue about 13 meters high of the demon thing, Athena, the daughter of Zeus, which is probably all Nephilim stuff going on. In fact, even these Greek Olympian gods actually had a war against the giants. I mean, crazy stuff that you learn when you start digging into this history. And what was nutty about it, it became a church in about the 4th century. And it remained completely intact. They took the pagan thing of Athena out, and they made it a shrine to Mary, the Catholic Church, the Mother of God, when Constantine came in and basically brought all of those practices into the Christian Church, which weren't in the Church before the 4th century. Now, what was interesting about this is it remained a Christian Church for over 1,000 years, Austin, over 1,000 years, pretty much intact. And around 400 years ago, when the Muslims took over this area of the country with the Ottoman Empire, they basically built a mosque over the Christian church inside of the Parthenon, but it was still completely intact. And then they stored their gunpowder inside of the Parthenon. And what happened is, wow, the Venetians had enough of it and they wanted to take the country back. They started shelling the coast, and either a cannonball blew up inside of there and blew the Parthenon apart, blew the roof off and blew the sides out and blew the building apart. This is like 400 years ago this happened. Or the Muslims, seeing that they were going to lose, blew it up themselves because they didn't want the mosque converted back into a Christian facility. Now, guys, this is some crazy stuff. When you start looking at what's going on in here, and it was so funny, they wouldn't talk about it at the thing today, at the museum. They wouldn't talk about the Muslims. They wouldn't talk about the Turks. They wouldn't talk about the Ottomans. They said, they said was an explosion blew the Parthenon up. They don't go into any detail on what happened. It's just an explosion blew the Parthenon up. It wasn't that the Muslims were fighting the Christians. It wasn't that. It's just an explosion blew the Parthenon up. I mean, this has been going on now for hundreds and hundreds of years. Hundreds. All the way back to the Crusades. Or 1,000 years. And guys, listen to me. It's not going to go away. The communists, if you want to call them that, the socialists, these guys that are doing this, these liberals, is what they are, they're trying to use multiculturalism to bring all of these other races into the United States that don't have our values to destroy the United States. It's Cloward and Piven on steroids, Austin. What do you think?
No, that's exactly what it is. I mean, exactly what you just called it now. It's the multiculturalism that they're trying to bring here. And it said a minute ago, you can't take these two areas of the world that have literally clashed for thousands of years, you just explain and put them together, especially at a time now where we're so far separated as far as the level that we've excelled in a lot of these countries, and expect them to adapt and really to capitulate to the wishes of a more industrialized country. They won't do it. They never have. They never will. Very stubborn, very aggressive religion, and that's just what it is. But also, too, this is big news as far as regarding driverless vehicles, autonomous vehicles. I just got this in a few minutes ago. The driverless car bill just moved through the House, and Congress is racing to pass the first federal legislation addressing the emerging technology. The measure is basically heading to the House floor now. This is pretty bizarre. Listen to what they just said on here. The Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously approved a legislative package today that would bar, meaning it would stop, states from setting certain driverless car rules and allow manufacturers to deploy up to 100,000 self-driving vehicles per year without meeting existing auto safety standards. You did not hear that incorrectly. It's exactly what I just said. The measure's headed to the House floor now. They said Democrats complained they felt the process is being rushed, but lawmakers wanted to hold the full markup before the August recess. They scrambled to address autonomous vehicle technology as, listen, they're blaming this as traffic deaths have climbed at an alarming rate, while automakers are pledging aggressive timelines to bring driverless cars to the masses. Congress wants to be firmly in the driver's seat when that happens. There are currently no reaching federal laws specifically governing the operation and deployment of self-driving cars, though there are a number of laws already on the books that developers must obey. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released the first federal guideline on the issue last fall. But in the absence of concrete federal laws, a number of states have stepped in with their own driverless car regulations, which I would expect them to do, being here in the state of Florida. We already have horrible drivers, prompting panic from the industry over state laws that they have to follow. The House bill now prohibits states from imposing laws related to the design, construction, performance of self-driving cars. Manufacturers are also only required to consider cybersecurity and consumer privacy. They're concerned that the initial draft would step on states' abilities to protect residents, but they said they were pleased with the final text and that state motor vehicle dealer laws would not be preempted, such as registration. Of course, they're going to get their tax out of it. But consumer advocates are very concerned about this proposal. They said preempting the state's ability to fill the gap left by federal inaction on safety standards with autonomous vehicles that we've never seen on the road before in mass leaves us at the mercy of the manufacturers as they use our public highways as their private laboratories however they wish, with no safety protections or privacy protections whatsoever. The bill raises the federal cap on the number of exemptions that can be granted to driverless car makers who want to design and test cars without traditional automobile features, meaning no pedals, no handles, no steering wheel, and increases that from $2,500 a year, which it currently is, to 100,000 vehicles a year. This is crazy, Dad. We've talked about it for years now, about the autonomous vehicles. The House and Congress is literally about to ramrod a bill that is going to give the autonomous driverless vehicle industry total car block immunity to do whatever they want. And on top of that, they're restricting the state's rights to put any regulations on these stupid vehicles. They're not allowed to put anything on them whatsoever. They're putting their own federal regulations. This right now reeks of collusion with the autonomous vehicles right now, as far as with the federal government and these driverless vehicles coming in to spy on us, control on us, monitor us on any aspect of everything we do. This is a serious issue, Dad, and I'm incredibly disappointed these guys are letting this law go through and pushing it through without any type of argument whatsoever, and on top of that, restricting the states from putting any type of controls or regulations on it whatsoever now.
This ties right back into 2030, the Agenda 2030. Yeah. This ties back into now Britain is banning the sale of all diesel and petrol cars and vans at 2040. In other words, yep, you're getting rid of all diesel and gasoline cars by 20. I'm talking just 20 years from now, okay? Yep. So they're getting rid of fuel because, well, first of all, that technology is antiquated. That's okay. I got that. Okay? We could be driving on air energy right now. We don't, with Tesla, we don't even need it. But I got that. Now, Britain is to ban all new petrol and diesel cars and vans from 2040 amid fears that rising levels of nitrogen oxide pose a major health risk. Public, this is nonsense. Vehicles that are going to be autonomous and self-driving. This is about the Internet of Everything we talked about multiple times in the last few weeks, as far as how they're planning to bring the 5G network in to control every aspect of our life. You don't pay your bill on time, you don't get to drive your car today. You don't pay your bill on time, we'll take it out of your account. You don't pay your bill on time, money's not in the account, we'll seize everything else you owe. This is what it's going to. It's going to making everybody a slave. This is why they're doing this, because it's too easy to break into a system like with a diesel, retrofit it, make it... do that with gas, with electric cars. All they've got to do is go in and shut the circuit down. It's done. It's over with. So yep, this is where they're headed with this thing. So you're absolutely right. It's bringing the autonomous vehicles for further control of the grid in this Internet of Everything, where everything has an IP address, Austin. Well said. Yeah. Next story, bud.
What's crazy about this is they're not just ramrodding this through and forcing everybody to deal with it. They're blatantly blocking the states. So if we vote for, say they say that this driverless vehicle thing has gotten out of control. State of Florida, caution, is out of control. We got too many drivers in Florida. We got too many roads down here that are clogged up every day. We got to calm down. This whole driverless vehicle, autonomous vehicle isn't working. We have to set our own regulations for this state because we're a very specific state. We're a very narrow state. The roads are very congested in a lot of areas. We have to put our own regulations. Congress goes, nope, sorry, we overrode you on that already. Take your federal regulations, Trump state regulations. We don't even care what you like, what you want to do, or how safe it is for you. We're doing it to make sure that the autonomous vehicle guys don't have to comply with multi-state laws. They need to make it as easy as possible to produce 100,000 of these a year and force them on the roadway and force you guys to adapt to it. The same thing as the Muslims try to do, the same thing that the globalists try to do. They force you to submit to their will. They want you to deal with it. I do not like this whatsoever. I have a very, very big issue with autonomous vehicles because you're not in control of the vehicle. They're obviously going to monitor and spy on everything you do, which they already do now with the OnStar and the cell phones and all this stuff. But now, as Dad just said, now it goes, oh, you haven't paid your registration. You're a day late. Sorry, your vehicle won't start. You're not getting to work until you pay your registration. Oh, you have a speeding ticket that you didn't pay. We're going ahead and seize your vehicle. Oh, guess what? You sped on a road that we took a photo of, and your autonomous vehicle did it. Even though it's autonomous and it's not supposed to speed, you still made it speed. So we're fining you, or we're restricting you from driving. We're putting you on a five-day restriction. You're not allowed to drive your car for 5 days now. This is where it's going to go. When you give a tyrannical government this type of power over your transportation, this is the next level. This is it. This is where it's going to go now, guys. And every time you see the government come in and collude with an industry like this and force regulations and block states from being able to block different laws and bring different laws on their own, it always reeks of collusion and it always goes bad for the civilian population. Always. Every time. But on a secondary note, one thing I wanted to touch base on real quick as well. I told you guys on Monday, remember our Tuesday, that the government is trying to come in now and impose new sanctions on Russia, and including that, they're trying to restrict Donald Trump's ability to lift the sanctions passed by the House earlier this week now. Now, as I told you guys, remember I said sanctions are a blatant act of war. They are. There's no question about it. And that they're intentionally trying to provoke Russia, and that they can blame Russia for anything. Say, oh, Russia did that. We don't know why they did that. We put a tiny little sanction on them to try and tighten them up. That's all we did. They don't talk about what it's actually doing to Russia. Now Russia has come out. President Putin today said, as you know, we're exercising extreme restraint and patience, but at some moment, we are going to retaliate. It's impossible to endlessly tolerate this boorishness towards our country. When will our response follow? What will it be? That will depend on the final version of this draft, which is now being debated in the U.S. Senate. We cannot take any more sanctions on our country. It will not happen. So he's drawing the line in the sand now that he is done with it. He's sick of the United States provoking a war with them, putting unlawful sanctions on their country for no just reason whatsoever, and it's exactly what I called on Tuesday. They're trying to provoke Russia with this, and on top of issuing the sanctions, now the House is trying to prevent Donald Trump from trying to lift the sanctions. This is what I was expecting on Tuesday, Dad, and now Russia has basically played into it because they have no other choice now without having to do something.
Remember, the Sabbatean Kabbalists are the ones that caused the Russian Revolution through the Rothschild banking cartel. They're the ones that completely and totally destroyed the entire Russian royal family. They're the Khazarians, that basically from the 8th century, that were forced to convert to Judaism to basically not be destroyed because they were the snake handlers. And these guys completely and totally resent the fact that Russia did all this, you know, back 1,000 years ago. I think you guys, I'm not making this stuff up. Go read about it. And they'll do anything they can to continue to do what they can to destroy Russia. They hate Russia. That's why they ended up having Stalin kill over 50 million of his own people. I mean, guys, I feel bad for Russia. In fact, today I was driving with another Uber driver, and I was asking him what the people thought coming from the Middle East, Afghanistan and Syria, etc. into Greece, going into Europe, where they thought about Americans. And they said they hate Americans. They said the Americans have destroyed the Middle East, and they attack every country they want, completely unprovocated, and they don't think they have to deal with anything else. And I looked at the Uber driver, and I said, they're absolutely right. I said, we didn't do this. I said, our government was hijacked in 1963 when Kennedy got shot. I said, this whole group of Nazis that took over under Bush, I said, these guys are just unbelievable. And I said, it's absolutely the truth that these guys have done this, and they're continuing to do this, and now Donald Trump is trying to stop things, but then he turns around and puts a bunch of Goldman Sachs people, all run by the Rothschilds, right back in all these positions again. So, guys, it's going to be an interesting 4 years with him, but I tell you what, so far he's undone a lot of the regulations that Obama put into place, and I think they're getting mad about that because they're doing everything they can to cripple the country. One more quick story, and I'm going to be done. 16-year-old Mississippi girl who basically was having problems with depression, who was put into a mental health facility. She and her mom both signed that she did not want the Gardasil vaccine whatsoever because of the side effects of the vaccine, and that they basically did not want to have any kind of, they want to be part of the medical decisions when she was in the facility. Well, that's not what happened. They put her into a doggone van and forced her to take the Gardasil shot that she had since removed from this, and they lied to the health professionals giving the Gardasil shot that they had permission. Guys, this is what we've talked about, medical tyranny. Guys, if you're not careful, it's coming to all of us, because when you start signing these consent forms, you better read the fine print. They can do just about anything they want to you, anytime they want to do, and they'll justify it and say they weren't trying to hurt anybody. They were just doing what you said on the consent form. So, guys, stay frosty, stay healthy, eat the right foods, take your supplements. Guys, I love you, and I appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I'm flying out of this hotel, going to another part of Greece tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be having enough internet service to be on again tomorrow night. Planning on it. Love you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks so much for supporting Health Masters and supporting this broadcast. Guys, I want you to know my commitment to you is pretty thick. I'm on vacation doing a show every day. Here I am, broadcasting live out of Greece, giving you updates. I love you. Austin, go ahead and write the summary. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it, bud. We appreciate all. I mean, I'm glad he's been able to do the show and help me out during the week. He may have a couple days off next week, but so far, man, he's been a boss running through it every single day with me. Because, you know, you got to think right now, it's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Greece. It's 11 p.m. So, I mean, it's pretty late at night for him to be doing the show, but he's doing awesome with it. Thank you guys for being with us. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for the emails. And be sure to check out the product of the week, the Ultimate D3 10,000. And also, too, we have the Superfood Complete on sale still. That's on 30% off on the website. Really, really popular product on sale. And, of course, like I said, the D3 is the product of the week. Be sure to vote on the other products as well. Also, too, we have left the Doug 5 coupon open for another day. I think we're going to run it to the end of the week to make sure everybody has the opportunity to get that special from the Hagmann Show. That's Doug, D-O-U-G 5. The Doug 5 coupon can be used on anything that's not on sale. So you guys check it out, healthmasters.com. We'll be back on the show tomorrow as always. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.